Songs of the Night for November 15th. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 13. What does the apostle mean? He does not mean that we should literally shovel a path smooth, nor does he refer to our literal feet. All will agree to this. Evidently, the apostle's teaching is that each one of the Lord's sheep has more or less of earthly blemish, imperfection, in consequence of which lameness it is difficult for him to make steady progress in the footsteps of our Lord. He urges that as we find out what our weaknesses are, physical and mental, we should endeavor to shape our course of life accordingly, so as to be able to overcome the difficulties of the way and the besetments of the adversary. We make the straight paths by choosing such a course as will not unnecessarily aggravate and excite our weaknesses, and thus make us the more lame. We are to seek to overcome the lameness, and to do so are not only to pray, "Abandon us not in temptation," but are to seek to avoid the temptation in all ways. How do we do this? We answer, by the exercise of our wills or determinations, by mental resolutions, or, in other words, by making vows or solemn promises to the Lord respecting our determinations to take the proper course. Anyone, therefore, who has followed the apostle's injunction in our text has made vows to the Lord which he should be faithful in performing if he would come off a victor and have the divine approval. Zion's Watchtower, 1909, pages 75 through 76, hymn 135. The text again. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 13.